You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
The Prime Minister announced yesterday that New Zealand will be moving to alert level 2 later this week, and here is what is going to happen. From 11:59pm on Wednesday, retail, cafes, restaurants, cinemas and other public spaces such as playgrounds and gyms can reopen with hygiene measures and physical distancing. So if you had already booked your haircut for tomorrow, it will have to wait for Thursday. You'll be able to move around the country, but any gatherings, including weddings or funerals, will be limited to 10 people. This means a restaurant will not be able to take a booking for more than 10 people. People rightly pointed out that there will be more than 10 people in the movie theatre, but the Prime Minister emphasised that they will be spaced out. From Monday the 18th of May, all children and young people will be going back to school. And finally, 9 days from now, on the 21st of May, bars will be able to open in line with the requirements set out last week around seating, spacing and one waiter per table. Bars were left till last because of the risk they posed. As shown in South Korea, bars opened and were forced to close again after one person infected 40 others. The definition of bar will be familiar to the hospitality industry. It's the same that is found under the Easter and Anzac Day trading legislation. Domestic travel can resume, but the government for now has not advised wearing masks for the general public. The Prime Minister also repeated yesterday the golden rules for alert level 2. Keep your distance out in public. Don't mingle with more than 10 people. Keep track of where you've been and who you've seen. Wash your hands. And if sick, stay home and call your doctor or the COVID coronavirus helpline. Auckland Transport has also said public transport services will return to normal levels while we are at level two, so people can travel to where they need to go. Aucklanders are also advised that fare collection on public transport, as well as the collection of parking fees and enforcement of time restrictions and special vehicle lanes, will recommence when we move to level two. The government will review these measures again in 2 weeks' time, with the size of gatherings likely growing. And in the meantime, the government has also made several pre-budget announcements. At 9:30 this morning, Ministers Graham Robertson and David Clark announced the health sector will receive over $4 billion in this year's budget. Broken down, it includes an added $3.9 billion for health boards over the next 4 years, a one-off payment of $282,000 over 3 years to clear the backlog from COVID-19, and an ongoing yearly funding of $31 million to reflect an aging population and agreed wage increases. This 9% increase in funding is the largest the sector has received in 20 years. In October last year, district health boards were found to be $1 billion in debt. While this funding is a welcome boost, Health Minister David Clark says it will take years for the sector to catch up on delayed procedures and overcome what he called a quote-unquote legacy of debt caused by a decade of underfunding. He also added that the government will be keeping a close eye on the DHBs and expecting them to improve their financial performance. Finance Minister Graham Robertson says differing responses to the COVID-19 pandemic around the world have highlighted how important a well-funded health system is. The budget, which will be announced on Thursday, is called the Rebuilding Together. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern emphasised the opportunity to build back our economy and society more equitable and environmentally sustainable than before.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.